Minnesota Reads is a feature on Northland Morning where we talk with Minnesota authors about their work. Today we're speaking with Gayla Marty, the author of Memory of Trees, A Daughter's Story of a Family Farm, published by University of Minnesota Press. Hi, Gayla, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you very much.
Well, the book starts off with a more recent event of your uncle's accident, and it's bookended at the end with an epilogue surrounding that event as well.
Right.
A very somber way to start and close the book, and yet a very real part of farm life, that sort of looming danger of working on a farm.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that really struck me about reading farming literature when we were going through that transition for our farm was that a lot of the books that I read were either kind of glorifying that agricultural life or glossing over some of the hard things, including the danger, or else kind of the other extreme, making it look like it was all terrible and nothing but danger and hardship. And the way I grew up was something that had both aspects in it. But we never had a farm accident on our farm until after the farm was sold. So that was a big tragedy, and it really set things in motion. And the truth of the way the memories started accelerating during that period of really intense trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way it happened. That was the way the story came to be.
It's an interesting point that you make, that especially I think in Minnesota, with the growing population shift toward the urban areas, that a lot of people in Minnesota have some connections that are increasingly distant to an agricultural life. So often the way that people describe things are either very romantic or very realistic, but that there's both tragic and bucolic in farm life.
Well, there's a lot of beauty. There's a lot of beauty even, you know, I think that first chapter that's about light and being a really little child and experiencing a lovely childhood, a beautiful childhood, but not without hardship and not without really sobering things like the death of wildlife and things like that.
Having left the farm when you did, is there a yearning to return to that ever? Is there a way of kind of bridging that gap, keeping yourself connected to it after all this time?
Yes, absolutely. My mother still lives on the part of the farm that came through her side of the family in Pine County. And so I go to visit her, and I'm involved with her in some of the decision-making she makes about the land that she still owns. My brothers are as well. One of my brothers lives next door to her, but my father's passed away now too. But it's really important to me to spend time there and to be with her and to get to know the farm where she grew up a lot better. And I think that going through the process of me writing the book, which I finished the book staying with her after my dad had died for long weekends. So I finished the book kind of in as a way of still being with my dad, and because he'd helped me so much with different research that I did for the book. It was a very good period to learn about the place where my mom grew up, and then she also learned a lot about just attaching language to her feeling of attachment to the place where she grew up, which was not that far away. They were really close together, just a mile and a half separated them.
Oh, wow.
But one of the things that we have found and that I really want to stress is the existence of the Minnesota Women's Woodland Network, which is started a few years ago as an outgrowth of the Minnesota Forestry Association. One of the facts is that, like you pointed out, there are a lot of people with connections ever more distant to land, but some of what's happening is that a lot of the woodland owners, more than half of the woodland owners in the United States now are women, but we haven't really been raised, many of us, to be decision makers about our land. And the Minnesota Women's Woodland Network is a really great organization that's a networking and personal development, a professional development organization for people who want to learn everything from how to make decisions about foresting parts of your land or growing mushrooms or using a chainsaw. It's just a really great organization. And there's a Twin Cities chapter. There's also, I heard that there's a Northeast Minnesota chapter that's starting. There's a really strong group right around Grand Rapids. And I just would urge people to reach out to just do a Google search for Minnesota Women's Woodland Network and get connected to it.
I wanted to ask a little bit about Tunisia, because Tunisia historically has hundreds of years of farming history in its,
yes,
in its past. And was that one of the reasons that you connected with it so well, one of the reasons you decided to travel there when you were young? Was it because of that farming connection?
No, it really wasn't. For about 20 years, there was a bilateral student exchange between the University of Tunis and the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. And it was the one of the seven exchanges that required French. And because I had French, I applied to that one. Yeah. But I was attracted to it also because it was part of the Mediterranean world and the classical world. And I was just really interested in classics and in biblical history, too. I was raised in a family that really used the Bible as a day-to-day resource. So I was interested in going to Tunisia and learning more about the history there. I did not really think very much about the agricultural history before I went, but when I was there, I really discovered that and so studied it, began studying it when I came back more intensely and just doing reading over the years and, you know, read some of the agricultural poetry of Virgil in translation. So that agricultural connection really was something that strengthened for me over time. It really revealed kind of the world history of agriculture to me, and also that relationship between forests and farming, and that from the Fertile Crescent, the Middle East, farming has occurred often in the spaces cleared by trees. And that was certainly true here, and that was true in Tunisia. Tunisia was one of those areas around the Mediterranean that lost a lot of its forests in kind of the classical period of shipbuilding. And that was true in Greece and lots of the countries around the Mediterranean, and they have taken a heavy toll.
And that's certainly true in the rainforests of South America now, too, how quickly that acreage is disappearing to make farmland. And I'm wondering, do you look at the parallels of what's happening now compared to what's happened in Minnesota in the past and Tunisia even further back, that these are things we need to be concerned about nowadays?
I think it's absolutely something that we need to be concerned about. We use a lot of resources in this country and around the world, and wood is a renewable resource, relatively speaking. I kind of shudder to think about what it would have happened to our forests if we hadn't discovered oil. On the other hand, we know about other sources of energy now other than burning wood, other than, you know, steam engines for trains that relied on wood and coal. And I think that it's just something that we really need to be aware of, the environmental impact and our stewardship of the land, work on reducing the energy that we use and using solar and wind more, developing those resources more, because our forests are so critical to not just our local ecosystems, but our global ecosystem. And they're a very personal connection for us. So many of us here, for example, in Minnesota, but really around the world, have a memory of place that's connected to the trees. So it's an access point for us into that whole world of caring for creation that I feel that we're called to do.
Anything new in the works now? Do you have any other writing projects these days that you're looking forward to publishing in the future?
Well, I'm working on a book. I don't know exactly what shape it will take yet, but it will have to do more with Tunisia and the impact of living there on my subsequent life in the city. Memory of Trees was really about agriculture and rural life, and the book I'm working on now is really about living in the city with that consciousness of our connections to rural places and to the places that produce our food and being a different kind of consumer.
When it comes out, do let us know. That would be wonderful. Thanks so much for your time today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm really happy to be on the show and to talk to people in the Duluth area. I just love the whole region there. Thank you.
Gayla Marty, the author of Memory of Trees, A Daughter's Story of a Family Farm, published by the University of Minnesota Press. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.